Hey y'all, I want to welcome you to the Daily Dose of Vitamin D. I'm your host Dora, and on this podcast we discuss things like mental health, self-love, self-care, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and get a dose of this realness. What is up, y'all? It has been a minute. I've been so busy with my own little brand, business, community, whatever you want to call it, Bliss Your Heart. I actually spoke at my first conference ever. It was amazing just to, you know, leap that hurdle of speaking in front of a large crowd. And it took a lot of like formal preparation, and it was just awesome to see where I am, not only as a person but like as a speaker. And it was an entrepreneur conference, so just being able to be that kind of person and share my own struggles with being an entrepreneur, so it was good. I just wanted to do a little episode today on self-love for all my ladies, my men too. It's been an emotional week. I'm not even going to lie. I'm a Capricorn, and this full moon that we are, it's not a full moon. It's our new moon that we're experiencing right now has me all the way in my feels, y'all. And as Capricorn, it is really hard for us to experience those emotions and to honor those emotions. But I've been reading this little book called The Tiny Buddha's Guide to Loving Yourself by Lori Deshin. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, but so many amazing tips that I found in this book. And one of them is all about self-acceptance. And one of my first workshops that I ever did with Bliss Your Heart was a self-love workshop, but I only spoke about self-acceptance because we need to be able to get to a point where we truly and wholly accept ourselves for who we are and what we are and what we've done and where we've been before we can even, you know, think about loving ourselves. Because if you can't accept the person that you see in the mirror, then who are you loving, you know? Because it sure as hell ain't you. You feel me? So self-acceptance for me is something that I'm not afraid to say it. I still struggle with it. Accepting of my role and accepting of my title that people try to shove me under as a psychiatric nurse, and then people want to call me a life coach or an entrepreneur, you know. I have to be able to accept those kind of things because that is who I am and that is the role that I am playing. And even if I don't label it as such, I need to be able to accept it and work from that authentic place. So four tips on self-love, but mostly four tips for self-acceptance that come from this book are: number one, see yourself as a work in progress. Now, I love Instagram. It has connected me to so many amazing people in the last short while since I've been on it. But when we are on this journey of self-love and self-acceptance, how disheartening and discouraging is it when you go onto Instagram and, you know, you ate your meal for the day or you ate something healthy and it took you a lot to just do that. But then you see all these fitness models, Instagram models and all this, and it's like, damn, you know, like, why am I not there yet? Like, why does my body not look like that person? And it's because Instagram is only showing us perfection, and people are only showing us the highlight reels of their lives. And for us to compare ourselves to that it's no bueno. Like, it's not good because it's gonna make you feel like shit, first of all, and second of all, it's not reality. Those people have worked hard, maybe they haven't, but they have worked hard to get themselves to that place, and we need to do the same thing as well. So the first tip for self-acceptance is just understanding, being aware, and knowing that you are a work in progress, and to treat yourself as such and not to rush that process, you know, because we are perfect, whether or not you want to believe it, but we are already perfect, right? It's just so many things that block our view from seeing that, and block us from, you know, acknowledging that we are perfect already, and we are made so perfectly and so uniquely, and there is nobody else that's like you. So own that, you know, and on your way to whatever goals that you may have for yourself, remember, remember that you are perfect, you are enough, and nothing happens overnight. So number two, accept yourself in action. So I like this because it allows us to really become a model for others. So accept yourself in action. So basically using actions that allow us to accept ourselves. And for me, number one would be writing affirmations. I think affirmations are so beautiful because this allows us to talk positively to ourselves and affirm ourselves when most of the time when we're on this journey of self-love and self-healing and self-recovery, we can really get lost in our mind and our thoughts and get stuck on the things that we haven't done right and everything that's gone wrong. But affirmations and just positive self-talk can affirm our being in a way that is like no other, right? Being able to tell yourself like, today I am capable of doing everything that needs to be done. And if I don't get it done, there's still tomorrow, you know? Something as simple as that is beautiful because in times of chaos, being able to ground yourself and root yourself deeply in yourself is really all that we need. So being able to affirm and accept yourself in action is an awesome thing for self-love and self-acceptance. So try it today, you know, write yourself a little love letter. That's what I call affirmations, a little love letter to yourself. And every sentence to start with I or I am. And I will normally just write like a journal page long of just different things that I tell to myself, and I'll say it out loud and I'll say it from my soul and my heart and make sure that I can feel it, you know, because if you want others to feel it, you got to feel it yourself first. Number three, create stillness to feel more at ease with yourself. And a quote from this book says, when we refuse to accept ourselves, there's a feeling of resistance, this sense of fighting who we are and trying to escape or transform it. We naturally feel uncomfortable when we refuse to let ourselves be ourselves. Take time to simply be, whether that's through yoga, meditation, or deep breathing. From this place of mental stillness, it will be easier to recognize and honor your authentic self and enjoy all things that make you feel happy, passionate, and fulfilled. When you grow into yourself, acceptance is a natural consequence. So, create stillness. And if you guys didn't listen to the last podcast episode that I posted eons ago, it was all about resistance. And resistance is a bitch. I'm not even gonna lie. Resistance is a bitch because we have so many of these patterns and beliefs and these thoughts and these things ingrained in ourselves that we learn to live with. And just like you can't tell a fish about water, we're not able to recognize all these things that we have set up in our body, in our systems, in our minds that are just naturally resisting, you know, naturally cause us to be in resistance. And to become aware of those things is so, it's so beautiful and it's so freeing and it's so liberating. So number three really is focusing on creating ease, you know, and not fighting who you are and not trying to shove yourself into different containers of things that people have wanted you to be, or unrealistic identities that you have placed for yourself, and just simply being yourself, you know, because there's no resistance in that, right? The comfort and the ease when we are truly who we are meant to be and not what we've been playing or what we've been trying to live up to is so beautiful. So like it says here, meditation, journaling, breathing, all of those things that can create a sense of stillness, mental stillness especially, and help to fight off that resistance is another way that we can work to accept ourselves. And I would think that that's accepting yourself in action, you know, is to stop resistance and just be in the flow and ease of who you are and rest and find comfort in that. That's accepting yourself in action. So beautiful. And number four, use your judgments as a mirror to grow into greater self-acceptance. And a quote from this one is, recognize what behaviors you judge in others and use them as a compass to understand where you need to offer yourself compassion and where you may want to challenge yourself. If you judge people who seem needy, are you ashamed of holding that quality? Can you offer yourself compassion for that trait and in doing so, start understanding and transforming it? If you judge people who go for their dreams, is there a part of you that is holding yourself back? Can you push yourself out of your comfort zone in some way which will make you feel proud of yourself? Oh man, using your judgment. So how you judge others is always a reflection of yourself and maybe areas in your life where you need to shed some light and illuminate some awareness onto, because I know for myself, I recently found out that my boyfriend is very, you know, he's very lighthearted. He can make a joke out of anything. Like I've never seen him mad. We've been together for like almost 2 years now. And if I'm angry, he'll do his best to like lighten up the situation and he'll be joking and be laughing. And, you know, he's just able to just freely express himself in those times. And for me, I shrivel up like a raisin. And I can catch myself. I recently realized that in those moments, I'm casting judgment on him and like, why is he not taking this serious? And, you know, this is so stupid. Like, I'm angry and he should be angry too. But it's me casting judgment because I'm not able to look at situations like he's able to look at situations and being able to be so lighthearted about it. And that has been something that was like an aha moment. Like Oprah says, being able to laugh about things. Like I'm a very serious person. Shout out to being a Capricorn again. But I realized like I envy people who are able to do that, you know, and I will judge others because of that. And once you're able to pinpoint those judgments that you cast on others and see how that reflects in your own life. Oh, man, it's like 1,000 pounds was lifted off my shoulders. It's just so amazing what awareness can do. But that is something that I would like to extend for you to do today, is find yourself, you know, when you're about to judge someone or you're thinking negatively about someone or something, what is this trying to show you in your own life, right? What is this trying to call to your attention and where you maybe need to show more compassion to in your own life and how you can ease up a bit, right? And just learn to accept things for how they are and not judge them or, you know, feel so shameful about them. Because what does that do? Only creates more resistance. And we're trying to live in ease with ourselves and we're trying to be at ease with ourselves. And we can only do that when we are aware. So that is today. That is all I got for y'all. 4 little tips for self-love, self-acceptance. I don't want to say I'll be back next week with another episode because you never know what's going to happen in my life. But if you are on Instagram, I'm definitely way more active in that. So follow your girl. It's Dora, Dora underscore Kamau, Kamau. If you like this episode, didn't like it, want me to do something else one day, please holla at me and I will try my best to do it. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in, listening, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.